I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 29. Coming up, government moves to reestablish downtown Kingston as a major commercial and cultural hub. Doctors advised to send blood samples of pregnant women with symptoms of Zika V for testing. And Jamaica Productivity Center intensifies drive to increase national output. The details after the break.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016. And on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Now the news. Government has expanded the area within Kingston and St. Andrew for which investors can access special financial incentives. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the move is a key part of reestablishing downtown Kingston as a major commercial and cultural hub. The incentives are intended to boost efforts for the rejuvenation of downtown Kingston and address the problem of urban blight.
As part of this drive, the government has reviewed the boundaries establishing the area for renewal benefits to local and overseas investors. These benefits include urban renewal bonds, investment tax credit, tax-free rental income, and exemption from transfer tax and stamp duty.
Mr. Vaz says the expanded development area now encompasses the outer sections of Kingston and Port Royal. He was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. Meanwhile, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says Cabinet has renewed the expansion of the Downtown Herbal Renewal Tax Incentive Program. The program seeks to promote investments in towns and newly urbanized areas across the island, suffering from high rates of migration and underdevelopment.
Urban regeneration of our capitals and towns is paramount to attracting other investments and achieving economic growth and job creation.
Mr. Vaz says reinvigorating major towns is a key pillar of government's plan to increase national productivity levels and foster sustained economic growth across the island. The Jamaica Productivity Center, JPC, will be undertaking a number of initiatives this fiscal year as it steps up its drive to increase national output. Minister of Labor and Social Security, Shahini Robinson, says focus will be placed on influencing behavioral change through the provision of capacity building and customized productivity solutions to private and public sector entities.
The Productivity Center will also target micro, small and medium enterprises and provide them with productivity audits, benchmarking information and assistance to implement recommendations.
In addition, training workshops will be staged across the island to facilitate knowledge sharing among stakeholders. The Labour Minister, who was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday, said the JPC will be expanding its Be Productive and Prosper campaign targeted at students. Mrs. Robinson says the interventions are expected to positively impact profitability, competitiveness, economic growth, job creation, and wage rates. And the Ministry of Health is advising medical practitioners to send blood samples of pregnant women with suspected symptoms of the Zika virus to the National Public Health Laboratory for testing. Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Winston Delahay, says the test is free of cost to the patient. Dr. Delahay says the vulnerability of the child is at its highest the younger the pregnancy. He says the symptoms of Zika V are usually mild and treatment is symptomatic, meaning that therapy is provided to ease the symptoms without addressing the basic cause of the disease. The Ministry of Health announced earlier this month that all pregnant women would be tested for the Zika virus. Women who test positive for the mosquito-borne illness will be closely monitored. For pregnant women who contract Zika V, there is an increased risk of the fetus developing microcephaly. The condition is a birth defect where the baby's head is smaller than normal. The World Health Organization has advised women living in areas where Zika V transmission is ongoing to consider delaying pregnancy. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.